Greetings, Fight fans. Here we are again, once again, on In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, broadcasting live from Tijuana, Baja California, Norte, Mexico, your weekly 20-minute, 25-minute, 30-minute or less weekly podcast where we give you all the information, all the recent news, the recent results, and the upcoming calendar in a quick and easy fashion so you can get all your news very quickly and very succinct here on the Living in the Ring Network. So without further ado, let's get started and let's give you this week's hooks and jabs. A great fight was announced this week for April 9th in England. Newly crowned IBF heavyweight champion Charles Martin, 23-0 with one draw, 21 knockouts, will defend against Brit Anthony Joshua, 15-0, 15 knockouts. Why is this a great fight? Well, I think it'll be the first time either one of them faces a dangerous opponent, and it is for a world title. We're going to see some changes in the heavyweight division, a division that has been heating up in the last 6 months, I would say. It's kind of interesting that Al Haymon, who at a time didn't want any of his fighters going overseas, now is more than willing to send his newly crowned world champion, Charles Martin, over to England. I'm sure that he's getting a good payday, which makes a difference. And also, you know, with all the problems that the PBC is having financially, then I think that might be a factor also. Because it's interesting why, you know, it's why Al Haymon wouldn't want to keep the belt, you know, within the PBC. You know, he could always have Charles Martin face Chris Arreola, a fighter that he has been representing for a long, long time. And, you know, probably a little bit more famous than Anthony Joshua in the United States. But by sending Charles Martin out to England, you know, he doesn't have to really pay anything. He doesn't have to make the fight. He doesn't have to put it together for TV or anything like that. I'm sure Showtime would have bought that fight, a network that Al Haymon still has some good ties with. But for whatever reason, he decided to make the fight against Anthony Joshua out in England. And the odds have opened up, and obviously Joshua is a favorite at negative 800. So that means that you, if you were to bet, if you were a betting man, you would have to put up $800 to win 100. Whereas with Martin, if you were going to bet on the underdog, you could bet $100 and you would make 500. In an interview with FightHype.com, Floyd Mayweather Jr. stated that if he wanted, he could put a halt to the Canelo Khan fight slated for May 7th on pay-per-view, HBO pay-per-view, and at the new Las Vegas arena, the T-Mobile arena. And all he needed to do to make that fight get stopped was to make a phone call to Angel Garcia, the father and trainer of Danny Garcia. Basically, what Floyd Mayweather is saying, that if he were to come back and agree to fight Danny Garcia, the newly crowned WBC welterweight champion and undefeated, that a fight between Danny Garcia and Floyd Mayweather will be a lot more exciting and interesting to the fans than Saul Canelo Alvarez defending his WBC middleweight title at a catchweight of 155 pounds against welterweight Amir Khan. So basically, he said that he would call up the NGM and ask and say basically that he needs a venue for his fight, and he more than likely the NGM would give him the venue, which is probably true as far. And also the distributors, the pay-per-view distributors, would probably choose to go with Mayweather, who is a proven pay-per-view star fighting another undefeated fighter in a very enticing fight, challenging for a world title at a weight class that he has fought at before for a long, long time, whereas Canelo will be defending his title against a guy that has never even fought at super welterweight, let alone middleweight. So I don't think that Mayweather is going to do that. I think he's just kind of putting it out there that if he wanted to, he could stop this fight, but he's not going to do it. It's too soon. There's not enough time to actually promote or anything like that, but you never know with one Floyd Joy Mayweather Jr. Fernando Montiel says his goal is to knock out Abner Mares out in the clash set for March 12th at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. The fight will be the semi-main event for the Thurman Porter fight, Keith Thurman against Sean Porter for the WBA welterweight title. And the semi-main event is between veteran Fernando Montiel and Abner Mares. Montiel feels a win over Mares, especially in the knockout, will put him in title contention at featherweight, whereas if Abner Mares were to stop Fernando Montiel, which is more than likely what's going to happen, it really doesn't do anything for Abner Mares but keep him busy. But Fernando Montiel has the right attitude, but I seriously doubt that he would even get close to knocking out Abner Mares come March 12th. It was expected for Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez's next opponent to be Mexican Juan Churrito Hernandez. It was even announced at one point last week by WBC President Mauricio Suleiman at the opening of the Jose Suleiman Gym up in the mountains in Mexico City. But it was recently announced that the actual challenger for the WBC flyweight title that Chocolatito Gonzalez holds will be Puerto Rican McWilliams Arroyo, 16-2 with 14 knockouts. The fight will be the semi-main event on HBO for the IBF middleweight title defense between Gennady Golovkin, the champion, and number one ranked undefeated Dominic Wade. The only loss, or actually two of the loss, well, the latest loss for McWilliams Arroyo was against Ty Amnat Ruengrong for the 2014 for the IBF flyweight title. He came up short in that fight, but he has defeated the undefeated Froilan Saludar, Victor Pelon Ruiz, and Luis Maldonado, among others. So, not the opponent that we expected. Obviously, the fight that everybody wants to see Chocolatito Gonzalez in is against Juan Francisco Gallito Estrada, the guy that he fought back, I believe, in 2012. And fought to a draw. Actually, not a draw. I'm sorry. He won a decision, but it was a close fight. And I think everybody wants to see that fight. But, you know, Chocolatito Gonzalez asked for a lot of money. He asked for at least $1 million. Obviously, HBO is not going to pay that. Here we have him again sharing the fight card again with Gennady Golovkin. This will be the third time in a row that they share the same fight card. First time was back in, I think it was March or May of last year. I'm not 100% sure, but it was at the Forum on HBO, and then it was in October on pay-per-view, and now it would be the third time, April 23rd, in Los Angeles at the Forum. In a press conference in Los Angeles, speaking of the City of Angels, Top Rank's Bob Arum mentioned his most recent star, Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, is the complete opposite of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., a fighter that Bob Arum had a lot of hope for and promoted for a long, long time until Chavez Jr. left the company. He ended up joining forces with Al Heyman. He mentioned that Gilberto Ramirez, the way that he is opposite of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., is that he's very dedicated, disciplined, and has no bad habits. And that is why Gilberto Ramirez will be challenging super middleweight WBO champion Arthur Abraham on April 9th in one of the featured fights on the pay-per-view undercard for the third fight between Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley. So there you go, Bob Arum, you know, doing what he does best and is promote his fighter in a way that, you know, he loves to do. He likes to stir the pot. He likes to mix it up, and that's what he's doing by mentioning Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., a fighter that he promoted for a long time. He gave him a lot of chances, and Julio Cesar Chavez was really never able to get his act together. And now Bob Arum is using him as fodder to promote Gilberto El Zurdo Ramirez. Actually, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is from Culiacán, Sinaloa, and Gilberto El Zurdo Ramirez is from Mazatlán, Sinaloa, in Mexico. It's about a two-hour car ride from either city, from one to the other. So that would be a very interesting fight if that would ever to happen, with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. rumored to maybe fight in April, also this time challenging WBC super middleweight champion Baru Jack. And I don't know if you guys have listened to it. It was here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. If you're listening to this show, you more than likely listen to our newest addition to the Leave It in the Ring Network of David Duenas, and that is a show called The Technical Draw with Lenny the Fightsmith, If you're not familiar with the show, you haven't had a chance to listen to it, I highly recommend it. In the first episode, Lenny the Fightsmith, who is a lawyer in Los Angeles, had the opportunity to interview, or at least attempt to interview, Lou DiBella. But Lou DiBella of DiBella Entertainment, longtime promoter, former executive for HBO, you know, he's known to be a tough interview, a very outspoken guy. And Lenny the Fightsman had his hands full going toe-to-toe with Lou DiBella. But it was a great interview. I think that we learned a lot in the interview. And I think the most important thing that an interview needs to do is to show the true colors or show the true self of the subject. And I think that Lenny the Fightsmith, whether willingly or unwillingly, was able to achieve that with Lou DiBella. We were able to see the true Lou DiBella in that interview. Moving on to the fight results of this weekend. Not a lot of action, not as much action as this upcoming weekend, but we'll get that in the fight calendar coming up. But on Saturday night, from El Marquez Palenque in Querétaro, Mexico, and broadcast live on Televisa, super middleweight Marco Antonio Peribán defeated José Miguel Torres via fourth round TKO, while undefeated super featherweight Andrés El Jaguar Gutiérrez remained so with the ninth round TKO over Manuel Donicio Echenique of Argentina in Mexico, like I mentioned. On the competing Azteca channel in Mexico and from Ciudad Obregón, welterweight Fernando Cárcamo only needed two rounds to stop Daniel El Tocado Echeverría. In the same main event, former super flyweight interim WBA champ Daniel Tornado Sanchez got by the skin of his teeth with a split decision win over eight rounds over Eleazar Valenzuela. Scores were 78-74 and 77-75 for Sanchez, while the third judge saw it 77-76 for Valenzuela. On Unimas and presented by Top Rank, welterweight Alex Salcedo earned a unanimous decision over Clarence Booth in an eight-rounder, while Andy Vences at lightweight took a unanimous decision over Yardley Suarez. And now moving on to the upcoming calendar. Actually, there's a lot more fights this week than last week. So let's get started. On Tuesday, February 16th, from Sam's Town's Casino in Las Vegas and broadcast live on Fox Sports 1, it's Mayweather Promotions with you-know-who behind it. Presenting bantamweight Alexis Beaver Santiago from Phoenix versus Eric Ruiz in the 10-rounder, and middleweight LaTondra Jones, you know, the first female fighter signed by Mayweather Promotions, will be taking on LaTasha Burden in a 4-rounder. On Wednesday, February 17th, the next day at BB King Blues Club in New York, DiBella Entertainment, the aforementioned DiBella, Lou DiBella. This will not be televised, but it's an interesting fight between featherweight Amanda Serrano versus Olivia Gerula in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBO female featherweight title. And on Friday, February 19th, from Puerto Madryn, Argentina, another fight that will not be televised in the United States, but it's worth mentioning. If you guys remember, Omar Narváez of super flyweight that ended up fighting out here in the United States against Nonito Donaire, now he's fighting at bantamweight. He's going to take on Jesus Vargas in a 10-rounder for the vacant IBF Latino title. On the same day, on Friday, from the Belasco Theater in Los Angeles and broadcast live on Estrella TV and on ringtv.com, I would imagine, or whatever the website that is, Golden Boy Promotions features super featherweight Carlos Morales versus Tijuana's Omar Tienda in a 10-rounder, super bantamweight Joel Gonzalez versus Jose Torres in an 8-rounder, and super bantamweight Diego de la Hoya versus Arturo Badillo, another Tijuana fighter, in an 8-rounder. Same day, Friday is going to be very, very busy, guys. So if you guys can get on TV or get on the radio, you'll be able to watch a lot of these fights. Friday, February 19th, from the Winna Vegas Casino in Sloan, Iowa, and broadcast on CBS Sports Network, Greg Coyne Promotions in association with Roy Jones Jr. Boxing Promotions would feature their newly signed middleweight John Vera Jr. versus Ayi Bruce in a 10-rounder. Same day, Friday, February 19th, from the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, broadcast live on Showtime and presented by HG3 Promotions. Super Bantamweight Adam Lopez will take on Mario Munoz in a 10-rounder for the WBA Federation Super Bantamweight title. And Super Middleweight Ronald Ellis versus Jerry Odom in an 8-rounder. Now we move on to Saturday, February 20th, from the Koenig Pilsner Arena in Germany. Sturm Boxing Promotions features their actual president. Super middleweight Felix Sturm will take on Fedor Shudinov in a 12-rounder for the WBA Super Middleweight World Title. And the same night, February 20th, but from the Celebrity Theater in Phoenix and featured on Unimas Top Rank, gives up Super Bantamweight JSC Magdaleno versus Edward Mancito of the Philippines in a 10-rounder, and Light Heavyweight Trevor McCombie versus James Freeman. And I'm not 100% sure Magdaleno is going to be taking on Mancito. I heard through the grapevine they're looking for a late opponent, last-minute opponent for Magdaleno. So I don't know if Mancito is coming over from the Philippines or not. But what I heard a couple days ago, they were looking for a new opponent. And that, my friends, brings us to the end of another episode, number 8 of In the Squared Circle on the Leave It in the Ring radio network of David Duenas. I would like to thank you for listening to us. Again, don't forget, In the Squared Circle is your 30-minute or less boxing podcast where we give you all the news and notes, your quick fight results, and the upcoming calendar. We do it very quickly, very succinct, so that you can get your news and then move on with the rest of your day. So again, from everybody on the Leave It in the Ring network, Monday nights we got The Next Round with Steve Kim and Gabe Montoya. Tuesdays we have In the Squared Circle with yours truly, Felipe Leon, and Wednesdays we have the actual flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, with David Duenas and Gabriel Montoya, and a rotating cast of hosts, including myself, every third Wednesday. And then on Fridays, I believe we have a basketball show. You know what? I haven't even learned the name of it yet. I'm not a big basketball fan, so I'm not 100% sure. And then I guess every so often we're going to have that great show with Lenny the Fight Smith called The Technical Draw. We'll see who he gets in the ring with next. So again, my friends, I thank you, and we'll see you next week. Yeah, just forget the wins, it's the best to use. Won't you follow me into the jungle? In the city of lights.
in the backstreet balls in the neon. Wonderful world of radio. If it sounds fantastic, it is fantastic. So can you identify this sound? That's just got to be a litter of Tamworth piglets filling their piggy banks for the deposit on a new pigsty. But how about this sound?
Go compare.
Wow, if you need a mortgage, you'll love the sound of that fantastic website where you can check out a whole bunch of lenders to find a deal.
Subject to status and lending criteria.
That's right up your street.
From loans to plastic, they're quite the fantastic. Nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.